Where's my book? Oh, there it is. 2 chapters, I think, and then I'll go to sleep. Ugh, I hate cliffhangers. It's been kind of quiet out there. I think I'll just take a quick peek to make sure the boys are all right before lights out. Where are they? Oh, there they are. Oh. Oh my god. Are they? Well. Clearly never touched another dick before. Gosh, that's beautiful. Are they going to... What the... Ugh. Well, that is a blank... That's just... I am going to... This calls for some deliberate consideration. The next morning. Good morning, boys. How are you? Did you sleep well? Good, I'm glad. That's wonderful to hear. Now, why don't you two follow me into my room? I have something that I want to talk to you about. Right this way. Yes, in here. Now, boys, I know that you're young and curious, and that everyone is a little different. That's all right for the most part. After all, how boring everything would be if we were all the same. I'm getting there, don't you worry. Last night, I thought I should check on you. And there's the guilty blush. It was awfully quiet outside, and all I intended to do was to see that you hadn't drowned. Instead, I saw the both of you, much more of the both of you than I expected, sitting on the edge of the pool. I don't know what you were doing to begin with. Stow it. I don't care how it started. The end result was the two of you sitting there in the light from the pool, pulling your dicks, and eventually coming into the water. Yes, I watched the whole thing. It was difficult not to, given the lovely proportions of the cock on your friend there. What are you mumbling about? You were staring at it the whole time. And your noodle dick made a poor showing, as usual. Part of that was perhaps my fault, since you'd been getting relieved twice a day, and thus perhaps had lower reserves than you might otherwise. So I watched you, stroking yourselves, feeling one another up, which you clearly hadn't ever done before. And then your frantic jerking to get off at the end. The end where you came in the pool. As I said, I don't care how it started, but I care rather a lot about the results. You two, ugh. Where do I start? The lack of respect shown to me by your discharge of semen into my pool? The breach of trust, because I was trusting you, and you let me down. I'm so... You're sorry? You aren't half sorry, not yet. The both of you will be, however. You're going to start by spending the rest of the summer working off the cost of having the pool professionally cleaned, plus new filters and chemical treatment. I have been meaning to have the house painted, so you can start with that. The rest of it, that begins right now. First of all, have you discussed your little predilections with your friend here, nephew? You haven't. You haven't told him how you like to play with your sad little prick while you watch pathetic men sitting by while another man fucks their wife or girlfriend. You haven't told him about how you like to look at feet, how you like to touch your barely adequate dick and think about fucking said feet? Oh yes, that's the kind of pornographic filth he enjoys. His bookmarks were full of it when I went through his computer prior to locking it down. You may want to reconsider how much time you spend with him after this. No, because he's a pervert, not because he might be sexually attracted to men. Cuckoldry and feet aren't on the same level as a man with a hot ass. You two have a choice to make now. Accept my punishment, which will be meted out with measured anger and disappointment, or I can call your mothers and let them know exactly what you two got up to and just how displeased I am with you. No, of course not. I just told you that I didn't care about that, not in the least. Jizz in my pool and breaking my rules, rules that someone should have known by heart, that is what I care about. Again, pick your poison. Take your chances with your mothers, or allow me to show you the error of your ways. And allow me to warn you that my punishment won't be anything like you're used to. No taking away your game system or forbidding you from using the car under my roof. Ask my nephew, he'll tell you. Yes, I do. You're sure? You're absolutely certain that you want to take my discipline? All right. Since the two of you are so fond of penile stimulation, the first thing you're going to do is jerk off. In front of me, yes. You're not having second thoughts, are you? Because it's too late for that. You, my nephew, are going to fetch a pillow from your bed. You know which one. That one. Your friend, on the other hand, is going to get naked while you're gone. Aren't you a handsome boy? Your cock looks like it could satisfy just about anyone. Nice and thick. You're not even hard yet. Oh, good. Bring that pillow over here and kneel in front of your friend. Yes. Hold the pillow up. You're going to masturbate now. You're going to use your hand or hands, and you're going to work that cock of yours until you come, and you're going to come all over that pillow. Yes. Why? Because I told you to. Because you're clearly lacking in self-control. Because you're going to learn why you shouldn't get your possibly hazardous bodily fluids on or in things that belong to someone else. That's right, push that big cock of yours through your fist. How's the view, nephew? Satisfying? Better than that of someone with their dick in your girl? Or better than that of some random woman's funky toes? You be sure to catch every last drop of his mess now. I'll make you clean the carpet for one, and for another, well, it's important to have as much of his cum as possible for the next phase of your punishment. Keep going. Look at your friend. Look at the way his mouth is open. Look at how hard he's breathing. Now, I wonder, were you lying when I asked you if my nephew had told you what he was into? Does the idea of fucking a girl while being watched by said girl's man turn you on? Does having us watch you make you even harder? Perverts. I'm surrounded by perverts. I will never understand them as long as I live. You're almost there. Already? Go ahead and come then. Yes, on the pillow. Good. Goodness, that's rather a lot of cum you're producing. It looks like even more than last night. Are your balls empty now? I want you to milk your dick. Make sure you get every last drop. Just wipe it off on the pillow. There. What now? Well, now you switch places, of course. Oh, your little penis is trying to wave hello. Give it a good handshake and get it all the way up. Yes, you're going to come right on top of your friend's cum. Since the two of you seem to be determined to be perverts, your punishment is suitably and simultaneously perverted and unpleasant. But I won't tell you everything. Not yet. Just get yourself hard and then come. Yes, I am being tough on him. He's had a little less than a month to learn his lessons, and I thought they were taking. Clearly, I was mistaken. He seems to be seeking out riskier and more inappropriate ways to scratch his itch since he's no longer allowed access to pornography. You're not done yet. Do you need permission to think about the girls you like best? Getting vigorously fucked? Getting railed by someone sporting the same kind of prick as your friend here? And then, instead of coming inside her, they come all over her feet? That was impressively quick, even if your addition was fairly paltry. Now, the next part of this. You put the pillow on the bed, and then you get up there with your face on the pillow. Yes, in the wet spot, with your ass in the air. Oh, and since you've escalated your behavior, I'm escalating the punishment. I'm starting with my belt. You really should know by now that tears aren't going to move me. Get on the bed and assume the position, or you will end up with worse. You're making a fool of yourself in front of your friend, you know. If you don't get up there right now, young man, I'll give you double what I was going to give you, and I'll do it with whatever I can lay my hands on. Thank you. Move your floppy little dick and your balls, then bring your knees together. Good. Now, do not move while I retrieve my belt. There. Huh? No, you needn't worry about counting. Again, escalation. I am very unhappy with you, boy. I'm... What? No. No, don't you try to absolve him of any responsibility. As I said, I don't care if you talked him into comparing cocks or he talked you into jerking off. You're both going to get what's coming to you. You don't squirt. I don't want to miss. Don't look so much like I'm possibly going to kill you, Mr. Big Cock. You will get something a bit less severe, but just as memorable. There. Sit up. Oh, no. You may not wipe your face. No, you'll wear that for the rest of the day as a reminder. You wouldn't have cum on your face if you'd exercised a little self-control. Now, you take your pillow and kneel on the floor there while your friend bends over the bed. Yes, I'm going to warm your ass. This isn't even half of what I have planned for the two of you, you know. I haven't even decided what I'll do this evening. I do intend to continue the cum-covered pillow routine, as long as the two of you are under my roof, however. Be grateful I didn't have you lick it clean. Before I start on your friend, boy, tell me, have you learned anything about breaking trust? Good. And you say? That's right. You're welcome.